The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Dietary changes can help ease fatigue, improve quality of life. Dietary interventions may help ease fatigue and improve quality of life in people with multiple sclerosis, although it doesn't seem to impact disability progression, according to a new analysis. Researchers emphasize that it's difficult to draw solid conclusions about the impact of diet in MS because there haven't been many well-controlled studies, underscoring the need for further investigation. It is difficult to reach a sufficient level of evidence in dietary studies to make recommendations, they wrote. These meta-analyses support the association of dietary interventions with a tendency to reduce fatigue and an increase in quality of life among MS patients. The study, Efficacy of Diet on Fatigue, Quality of Life, and Disability Status in Multiple Sclerosis Patients, Rapid Review and Meta-Analysis of Randomized Controlled Trials, was published in BMC Neurology. Although a number of dietary interventions have been proposed for MS, there is no solid scientific evidence to support any particular dietary strategy for patients. It's generally recommended that people with MS eat a diet similar to what's recommended for the general population, with lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Researchers in Spain analyzed randomized controlled trials that assessed diet in MS. RCTs are studies where human participants are randomly assigned to multiple groups. For example, an active treatment group and a placebo group. In a meta-analysis, scientists pool data from multiple studies and analyze it together, which provides greater statistical power to detect significant effects. These meta-analyses included data from 515 people with MS from 8 RCTs. In all these studies, participants were assigned either to a dietary intervention or to a comparison intervention. A number of different dietary interventions were used across the studies, which generally were not blinded, meaning participants and investigators knew which group they were in. This increases the risk of bias influencing the results. The researchers emphasized that their meta-analyses were limited by the low number of studies and by variations across them regarding factors such as patients' clinical characteristics. They said more research on this topic was needed. New systemic reviews and clinical trials, randomized parallel arm clinical trial, are underway that will help in the selection of appropriate diets, they noted. Among the 8 RCTs, 3 trials including 308 patients tested the effect of dietary intervention on fatigue, a common MS symptom, as measured with the Modified Fatigue Impact Scale. The analysis showed dietary intervention significantly reduced MFIS scores, indicating a marked easing of fatigue. Physical and mental quality of life, as measured by the Multiple Sclerosis Quality of Life Scale, also showed significant improvements after dietary intervention in an analysis that included 2 studies and 77 patients. 6 studies that included 337 patients assessed the effect of dietary intervention on disability, as measured with the Expanded Disability Status Scale. There was no significant effect of dietary intervention on EDSS, the analysis showed, suggesting diet has no impact on disability progression. The accumulated evidence from these meta-analyses is not sufficient to support that disease-associated disability, as measured by EDSS, is modified by dietary changes. However, different variables associated with quality of life and fatigue did show improvement after dietary intervention in people with MS, the researchers said, noting no severe safety problems related to dietary intervention were reported in any of the studies. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on November 14, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, A column by Ed Tobias, published on November 11, 2022. These home accommodations can make living with MS easier. What do you do to make living with multiple sclerosis easier? A similar question was posed to readers of the MS News Today's Facebook page recently, and about 175 people responded. Even an MS old-timer like me, I've been living with the disease for 42 years and counting, found a few new ideas, so I thought I'd share some of what was suggested. In the bedroom. Let's start with the room in the house where I think many of us feel the most comfortable. The bedroom is where we can escape some of our aches and pains, ease our fatigue, and dream of climbing mountains, or at least a flight of stairs. But the bedroom also has its challenges. I find it hard to get comfortable in bed, because for some reason, my legs get wrapped up in the sheets. So when someone suggested silk sheets, I thought, why didn't I think of that? Note, check with spouse or partner before ordering. In the bathroom. Some bathroom items are obvious. Grab bars in the shower should be a priority for safety and confidence. A no-slip shower surface is also a good safety item. A shower chair is helpful. I don't always use mine, but I'm very glad it's there if I get too warm or am having one of those days when my legs are weaker than usual. A back brush is also a help. If you're thinking about having your shower redone, see if you can get a no-lip entry. The shower floor is slightly tilted toward the drain in the center so that all of the water is forced to flow that way. This allows the entry to be level with the bathroom floor. That's one less thing to step over, and a wheelchair can be rolled right in. While you're in the mood for a bathroom redo, a toilet that's a few inches higher than standard can make it easier to get on and off. A simple but great suggestion was buying a terry cloth robe for the shower. Toweling can sometimes create balance problems for me. Letting the robe do the drying might make things easier. In the kitchen and dining room. I think a lot of people don't realize how heavy some plates, bowls, pots, and pans can be. My wife and I learned the hard way. After buying some expensive but heavy items, we went back and bought ones that are lighter and cheaper. A grabber that extends your reach can also be a big help if you're in a scooter or a wheelchair, or if you're short, like me. A few people mentioned three-tiered rolling carts. One wrote, I have some food and vitamin items on the cart that are now on the table. I'm going to put the cart four steps away so I can roll it to the table if I need something on it. I just can't keep getting up and down to get things, but the clutter on the table is driving me nuts. A small stool with a backrest can make activities easier on the legs and back, whether you're cooking or doing dishes. We have one with wheels, but not everyone might be comfortable with that. A new find was a knife in the shape of a slightly off-angle L. The person who suggested it uses it to cut her food. My hands are in a lot of pain. This knife is changing a position of your fingers, which helps a lot with pain, she wrote. Get out the checkbook, or maybe not? Living with MS can mean a lot of expenses, led by our medications. So something as big as a bathroom renovation may not be in the cards for you. But some of the suggestions listed here are inexpensive. I found a shower chair for less than $30. A three-tiered cart can be bought for about $35. The L-shaped knife sells for $15. Even satin sheets aren't terribly bad. If you need something more expensive, such as that lipless shower, you might be able to find help from an MS organization, such as the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America in the U.S. or the MS Society in the U.K. On the other hand, if you can't afford it, some companies specialize in making homes more accessible. In 2019, I wrote about a company in Vermont called Wheelpad that will even make an accessible add-on to your house. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's Audio News. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.